Welcome to the Beyond Barriers podcast. When women lead, share performance and profits go up 50%. Results are more powerful when everyone is empowered. This is the insight that brought the four founders of Beyond Barriers together. We came from a diverse set of leadership backgrounds with a common goal: to close the gender gap at work and expand economic opportunities for everyone. Tune in each week as one of us interviews inspiring guests who share stories and cutting-edge strategies that will help you learn what helped them go further, faster.
When you're looking at new career opportunities, as I was, it's like, what can I bring to this sector? I haven't got an IT degree. And I'm thinking, well, how can I do this? And so having those conversations with people and meeting up for coffees, etc., made me understand what the skills and what employers were looking for and what was possible. So if I look at what I talk about with women that are considering a Salesforce career now, I talk about parenting attributes. So I've actually created a quiz that looks at your parenting attributes and then aligns you with the Salesforce role that corresponds with it. So there is a Salesforce role for everybody, I say, from it. But it looks at whether you're the empathetic listener, the problem solver, in which case I say, well, the business analysis role is right for you.
Welcome to today's episode, where we explore a visionary approach to reshaping careers in the tech sector. I'm your host, Monica Marquez, and I'm joined by Heather Black, founder and CEO of Supermums. Heather shares her compelling story of how a pivotal career shift, driven by personal transformations, led to the creation of this forward-thinking organization. Supermums is committed to empowering women, particularly those re-entering the workforce post-maternity, by opening doors to new opportunities within the tech sector, with a special focus on Salesforce roles. In our conversation, Heather emphasizes the critical role of recognizing transferable skills, aligning with personal values, and the game-changing effects of career coaching. Join us as we dive deep into these empowering strategies that are not just career-changing, but life-transforming. Visit gobeyondbarriers.com, where you will find show notes and links to all the resources in this episode, including the best way to get in touch with our special guest. Our conversation with Heather begins now.
Welcome, Heather, to the Beyond Barriers podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. I am thrilled to have you here and learn a little bit about you, your organization, and all the wonderful work that you are doing as well. So without further ado, let's just dive right in and share a little bit about who you are, what you do, and really your journey on how you got there.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. So I'm Heather Black. I'm the founder and CEO of Supermums. And Supermums helps attract and educate women about careers in the tech sector, specifically the Salesforce industry at the moment. And we help upskill women that want to make that transition and help them then get placed into job roles. So focusing on women returners, women that want more flexible, well-paid careers, women on maternity leave that don't want to go back to the jobs that aren't perhaps going to be, they don't feel as suitable for them in terms of flexibility and pay when they're looking back at what they want to do in the workplace. And I launched Supermum 7 years ago, and we've had 1,300 people go through the program since then. And the feedback we get is that, you know, I love going and meeting them all at events because they do, I actively get really lovely positive feedback about, thank you for changing my life and thank you for helping me make this position, which, you know, fuels you every day. I think one of the things we'll reflect on this call is what gets you out of bed and motivates you. And I think the impact that we make and hearing the impact we make is incredibly important. And I think sharing stories about, I'm really pleased to be here sharing my story because I'm hoping it will influence and inspire other people to make that change. And that's what I spend my day doing, is inspiring people about what the opportunities could be to make their life better. So if I delve into my story about what led me down this path, it was actually from my own personal experience of transitioning into this career. And actually, if I go back 20 years ago, I've now combined two careers together with Supermums. Before I got into Salesforce world, I became a coach, a career and business coach when I was 26, started a business that was helping other young professionals age 18 to 30 access career and business coaching. And as part of that, running that organization, we had a lot of government funding, so we were able to provide free support. And I needed a CRM system, a client relationship management system, which is where I came across Salesforce. And Salesforce, I embedded in our organization to manage everything really around our clients, our fundraising streams, our marketing, the delivery we were doing, the impact we were making. And because we had Salesforce as a living, beating heart of our organization that captured all of our client communication, correspondence, and outcomes, it helped me grow that organization from 100K to 1.3 million in a year and went from four staff to 40 staff. So it was quite an instrumental difference it made to us. And so when I had been running that organization for 7 to 8 years, the funding streams dried up and I was just about to have a family. We're about to move out of the city, just got married, and I was like, oh, what am I going to do? And so I was at that pivotal point, like a lot of women might find themselves in, going, what career do I do that's going to give me the flexibility to have babies and also give me a good wage? And so I started looking into the opportunities with what Salesforce could offer. And I think that's one of the things you've got to do is research, which is why listening to podcasts like this is really important. And I discovered there was actually 6 different job roles you could do in the Salesforce sector. And I pivoted into becoming a Salesforce consultant. I worked with nonprofits, helping them implement Salesforce. And after doing that as a freelancer and earning really good money, working flexibly, working from home with a newborn baby who just wanted to be breastfed, I realized other mums could do this too. And that's what led me to set up Supermums, is I really wanted to inspire other mums to come into the Salesforce industry. There's a massive shortage of talent, there's good salaries, there's great job opportunities. And that's where the story of Supermums began. It combined my employment support and my Salesforce experience, and that's where I've got to today.
That's phenomenal. And I love where you talked about needing to do the research, where you were a little more intentional on trying to identify what would work. But it very much aligns to what we share with our members here at Beyond Barriers when they're going through the accelerator program, is we talk to them about the power of learning and the power of research in order to help you pivot. So what I love what you did is it was a perfect example of how you decided to disrupt yourself before you got disrupted, right? You saw the funding was drying up and you're like, okay, there's a transition, a big milestone coming up in my life that is going to really shift the way that I need work. And you started doing all of that research to do that. And I think what you were also talking about is that realization that there are a lot of other women out there and moms out there that are looking for that kind of flexible work, but something that is going to actually pay them what they're worth and have a really good salary. Can you talk a little bit about some of the maybe limiting beliefs that some of these moms or these individuals that you're working with have when you first share with them the possibilities, right? Where are they, like, when they are feeling like there's nothing out there? What is some of the limiting beliefs that you see, and how do you help them get past it?
When you're looking at new career opportunities, as I was, it's like, well, what skills do I have? What can I bring to this sector? I haven't got an IT degree. And I'm thinking, well, how can I do this? And so having those conversations with people and meeting up for coffees, etc., made me understand what the skills and what employers were looking for and what was possible. So if I look at what I talk about with women that are considering a Salesforce career now, I talk about parenting attributes. So I've actually created a quiz that looks at your parenting attributes and then aligns you with the Salesforce role that corresponds with it. So there is a Salesforce role for everybody, I say, from it, but it looks at whether you're the empathetic listener, the problem solver, in which case I say, well, the business analysis role is right for you. Whereas if you're the type of parent that is the organized one, the delegator, likes budgets and planning everything, then I say the project manager role is right for you. And if you're the one that's the early adopter and the DIY and likes learning new things and then teaching other people, I say, well, the Salesforce admin role is right for you. And if you're the influencer and negotiator with the kids or with your friends, always selling other products, say you bought something and it's amazing, telling all your friends about it, then I say, well, a customer success manager role or sales role might be good for you. So we've got this parenting attributes thing of helping people understand, well, how do I take what I'm good at and apply it to something else? I think also looking at your transferable skills from your different industries. So for example, I was a business coach, and I was used to working with businesses, looking at what their processes were, looking at what their KPIs were, asking questions. And I realized that was the same as what a business analyst does. Never heard of a business analyst role before. I didn't really understand. I couldn't call myself a business analyst because I'd had no formal qualifications in it. But actually, business coach is very similar. And I did upskill then once I understood what it was. And actually, I was like, yes, I do that. Actually, that's what I have been doing, is improving processes, looking at managing KPIs, mm-hmm. as running a business too. I then decided to upskill in business analysis and gain more training around that. But it was very natural for me because it's something that I'd already done but hadn't appreciated. And so I think it's worth looking at all those transferable skills that you've done before. And you might not have called yourself a project manager. You might not have called yourself a business analyst. Mm-hmm. But actually, a lot of those skills are transferable. And with some additional training and a certification, you can tick the box, but still say you're bringing that experience with you. And then I think the other area that I talk about is industry experience. So my industry background had been with nonprofits. And so when I pivoted, I then did Salesforce consultancy work with nonprofits. Mm. And the reason they chose me for projects was because I could speak their lingo and their language. I understood what was important to them, their KPIs. And so whenever a supermum trainee joins our program and we're supporting them into work, I say to them, I would recommend that they go into implementing Salesforce for an industry that they're familiar with, because right. employers want to hire people with that industry experience that you can't mm-hmm. train up in. You've had in years of working in a certain industry that then you can take in and work in a different way. And so I think it's really worth looking at all of those things. And I think it's also knowing where your superpowers are. And maybe we'll go on to that a little bit more, because I also on this journey worked out what is it that I'm really good at and what I enjoy. And I think that's equally important.
Mm-hmm. That's phenomenal. And I loved what you were talking about at the transferable skills, because I think sometimes we don't connect the dots on what will come over. Because like you said, you may not have originally someone says you're going to work with Salesforce, or you're like, I don't have a tech background. How am I supposed to implement anything? But taking and relating it to something that you know how to do, and even parenting is phenomenal, because there are so many skills that we are leveraging and that we're honing that we aren't thinking about them. We think they're probably apples to oranges, when really there's some apple to apple kind of comparisons that will work out. I love that you shared that. And then, like you said, really trying to understand what are your superpowers. Can we talk about that? Because I know our Beyonders get stuck all the time where the things that come easy to them, the things that they enjoy to do, they tend to undervalue because it comes so easy. They have this concept that if it's easy, anybody can do it. So it must not be that valuable. Can you talk a little bit about that? Do you run into that with the women that you work with?
Yeah, absolutely. And even for myself. So I had that light bulb moment, actually. And it was when I started running the business. And I started the business at 26, and then we'd obviously grown it and grown a team. So I was on a fast learning curve, had not managed mm-hmm. staff before. But when I got to 28, 29, I think it was that whole imposter syndrome of not feeling like you're very good at stuff. And I think women particularly, we can beat ourselves up about the things that we're not very good at, or that we don't know what to do. And I had been part of some entrepreneurship events, and there's a personality profiling tool called Talent Dynamics. Mm-hmm. And there's various personality profiling tools, and I think they're really useful to do, whether it's Myers-Briggs or DISC, etc. There's various ones out there, because I think they help you to understand you and your zone of genius. Mm-hmm. And with the Talent Dynamics, you had four quadrants, really. And when I went through those sets of questions, it brought out for me that I'm the mechanic, star, and creator. And I was like, that is me. But what it emphasized is that what I needed to do was to obviously fill my team with all the complementary skills mm-hmm. and to make sure that I was sticking in my zone of genius. But then I had a team around me that focused on all those other areas, not mm-hmm. to beat myself up about not being good at those areas necessarily, but to make sure you've got that team and resources. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that allowed me to actually that freedom to go, oh, yes, okay, I can focus on this. It's okay not to be great at those, but what do I do about those areas? Mm-hmm. So I've focused now on being with a star. It talks about being out there on podcasts, speaking, presenting, inspiring, mm-hmm. relationship building with the creator. I'm the ideas person. So I love talking. Every time I have a conversation with somebody, it sparks an idea in my head. Mm-hmm. So I love talking to people, and that generates ideas, even going swimming and everything else, exercise. Right. I'm the ideas person. And then I research the idea and decide whether it goes forward. And with being a mechanic, I like systems and processes, hence probably why I enjoy being a Salesforce consultant. consultant. I liked to streamline things. And that's where I've forged my path now. I speak a lot, but I talk about processes. So having been a Salesforce consultant, I then wrote a book called How to Become a Super Salesforce Consultant. Mm-hmm. And the book is the A to Z guide of how to be a super Salesforce consultant and the A to Z of how to lead a project. Mm-hmm. And so I've systemized how you do things right in the Salesforce world. And that's now what I train in. I've written mm-hmm. books about it. I talk about it. I write blogs about it. So I'm still systemizing things, but I'm systemizing a way to teach other people how to do it now. Right. So, you know, it's about knowing where you thrive and what sparks you and focusing in on that. And now that's where I focus my time. And I think it is important to pivot in and as much as you can focus on where you really find joy, and really spark people. I went to an event yesterday in the Salesforce world and I had so many lovely people come up to me saying, you really inspire me. I love reading your stuff. I love your authenticity. I've loved your book. Could I grab some more time with you? And when you've got that, you know that you're doing the right thing. So it's just finding that thing that really lights you up is really important.
Yeah, I think that's phenomenal. And it almost feels like when you identify, it's almost that Venn diagram of, right, what you're passionate about, what you're good at, and then what is really needed right now, which they need a lot of the Salesforce implementation. And so what is that sweet spot? But it takes a lot of internal self-reflection of really trying to identify what are those superpowers. And many times what I experience of women and individuals that I'm coaching is that they have certain limiting beliefs like, oh no, like I can't do that. I don't have a tech background, or making a decision to make the leap of going back, because many years ago, I'm going to date myself, but many years ago, probably almost two decades ago, I launched the returnship program at Goldman Sachs, which was helping women re-enter the workforce. But so many of them were worried about re-entering the workforce, like because they had been out, they didn't think they would be able to come in and add value as quickly as they needed to. And so it was really trying to get them past those fears. Can you talk a little bit about what some of those roadblocks sometimes, like how do you help people really identify what is the real fear? What's the root of the fear? And then how do you mitigate that and keep moving forward? How do you just take a risk?
So I think career coaching has to be part and parcel of this journey. I trained as a coach because I'd had career coaching in my early 20s because I was stuck, not sure what to do in the workplace I was in. And I do think career coaching should be a staple in everybody's life. Since that point, obviously grew a coaching company to give coaching to more 18 to 30 year olds. But equally, I've had different coaches at different points, depending on what I've needed. And so I think having somebody to work alongside you and look at where your fears are lying, helping you reflect on those, look at them objectively with tools and techniques to do that in a rational way is incredibly powerful. And what we do with our supermums is we run fortnightly career coaching sessions where we go into some of these tools and allow them to do those reflective exercises. And simple ones such as a wheel of life, looking at where they are thriving in their life, where they're not, and what their values are, have been quite a light bulb moment for them, just to go, actually, what is it that I want? What is important to me? If I'm going to be interviewed by a company, how do I say I really love your values and they align with mine, because or do I know what my values are? And so we take them back to the basics of what is it that you makes you happy? What is it that you're looking for? Because then you can communicate that to an employer. You can be clear about what you want when you go to interview, because there's nothing worse going to an interview going, I just want any job. They want you to approach and say, I love your company, I love your values, because actually they really align with mine. And for you to be confidently showing up with that passion to work with them. So I think career coaching is incredibly important to have somebody holding your hand, motivating you on that journey.
That's really powerful. And like you said, many of them, you think, oh yeah, the values of the organization, but if you're not really thinking about what's important to you at that moment, sometimes it's really hard. And then the human psyche comes in and then it's just a competition. I just want to get that job, not really thinking about, is it the right job? There's a little bit of the, I just want the job and I want to get the offer. And then 3 months later, a year later, you pick your head up out of the weeds and you're like, this is not really what I was looking for.
What if you knew exactly where to focus to go further, faster? Imagine having clarity on your strengths and barriers and the ability to take action and gain unstoppable momentum to deliver results in advance. Take the Beyond Barriers Momentum Metric quiz to get a personalized report on the 5 C's, core categories used to measure and accelerate success. Visit gobeyondbarriers.com/quiz to get your report today.
So that idea of clarity, of gaining that clarity and asking yourself those questions are super, super important. You talked about the wheel of life, and we also go through a similar program where we talk to them about trying to make sure that they get this myth out of their head of work-life balance, and it's really work-life integration, right? And how do you make sure that you are focusing at the right thing at the right time, but holding things that are important to you, creating boundaries around there. So how do you, because you are a super mom and you're doing all of these different things, how do you keep the quote unquote, and I hate to use the word balance, but how do you do the work-life integration? How do you make sure that you are staying grounded, that you are focusing on self-care and then being able to do all the work that you do?
Yeah, this is a really important topic to me. And I think it's something that I'm really passionate about talking about, because when I launched Supermums, I was saying you can have flexible, well-paid careers in the tech sector. And that's because you can work remotely. You can find a job that allows you to work part-time or hybrid or whatever it is that you want. And I obviously did that for myself, right? Because I was the advocate to say I can do this. And then I got to the point where I was burnt out. And I was like, well, hang on a minute. If I'm working from home, you know, what have I done wrong? And so I opted back into coaching again, because at that point I couldn't coach myself. I wasn't happy. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just work impacting that. It was relationships in my life. It was self-management of not making time for myself, mm-hmm. not exercising. And so with the leadership coach that I worked with, we reevaluated all of those areas. Now I talk about the ambitious women mindset. Mm-hmm. And the ambitious women mindset is what I talk about to my supermums and the pending new book coming up. But with the ambitious women mindset, there's various things, there's 6 components to it. The first is goals. Mm-hmm. Like, what is it I'm trying to achieve and what are my goals? Because if we wake up every day without a north, a compass,
yes.
and a north star, we're lost. We're not celebrating anything. Mm-hmm. We're not sharing, not celebrating any achievements. We've not got a roadmap. We're going to get
exactly.
lost. On the map.
I always tell them, if you don't know where you want to go, then how are you going to get there?
Exactly. And you just wake up on this sort of treadmill every day right. without any sense of accomplishment, right? So you need to have goals. The second is energy. And I always say to people, you've got to plug yourself into the socket every day. You charge up your phone, you charge up your computer. You've got to plug yourself into the one thing that's going to give you energy every day. Yes. And you've got to know what that is, whether you're an introvert or extrovert, whether it's exercising, whether it's meditation, if it's going out socializing or staying indoors. But make sure that you carve out time for that self-care. Mm-hmm. And re-energize, because you want to be operating between 7 and 10. So when things do go wrong, you can bounce back pretty quickly, yeah. because if you operate in the 7 to 10, you are going to be in the right space. So in order to achieve that, you might need to put boundaries in place. So number 3 is boundaries, is how do you carve out time for you, make sure that you operate in that introvert extrovert space that you need to, and really get those things into place. And with that, you might need relationship. You need to build new relationships. The 4 is relationships. Who have you got in your life that's maybe draining you and you need to let go of? Mm-hmm. And who can you bring into your life? So I brought in various mentors and women group network. I went through divorce. I positioned myself right. and I built stronger relationships around me. And that included a counselor for a while, obviously solicitors, other peer women support groups going through similar things. I also had endometriosis that I found. Mm-hmm. And so I leaned into support for that as well. And so it's finding support groups around specialist areas and things you need to do, really making sure that they hold you accountable also. Mm-hmm. And then with that, number 5 is around confidence. So making sure, going back to that zone of genius, like find that lane where you're good at, because if you can give yourself that pat on the back and feel like you're accomplishing things mm-hmm. and you're helping people in the process, that's going to boost your confidence. If you get that feedback, you want that feedback loop and feeling like you're sharing your knowledge and expertise with others. And number 6 is around impact. is what difference do you want to make to your kids or your family or the world or your colleagues? And how do you know you're making that? So don't be scared to ask for feedback. It's lovely to get feedback based on what you're doing, to know whether to improve or to know that you've made a difference. And so those are the six pillars that I focus in on. And actually, when I talk through this, I always go, oh, yes, I need to do that. It doesn't mean that you're going to remember to do them every day. You're like, right, Heather, I will have to sort myself out. But you know, once you've got those things in mind, that's when you're going to get that work-life integration. Because I think we all have control of our lives. Nobody controls us. Absolutely nobody. If we haven't got the right balance, it's just down to our own ability to face the fear and to make a change. And it was incredibly hard to go through a divorce, to make a change in a business and to change team members. And making these changes requires a lot of time and energy, which is why you need people alongside you to hold your hand and to give you the confidence that you don't have to do it by yourself. You have to surround yourself with people that are going to help you make those difficult changes to get to a better place.
I love that. It's so aligned to what we talk about in the power of community, right? You have to really identify who are the people who can help you get to where you want to go. And I'm always reminding people, because the people who help you get here may not be the same people who can help you get there. And so you're constantly having to think about who are the people who have the success that I want, and how do I make sure that I learn from them and I get proximity to them. And for women, we struggle sometimes, right? Because we hold all relationships close, and it's like you don't have to get rid of anybody. It's just constantly bringing in new people into your life. But like you said, make an assessment. If there's anybody draining you, you may want to create some separation between that, because if they're not fueling you, then it's not helpful. I think that's a powerful thing that you said about making sure you do that assessment, right? You take a look at the inventory of who are you surrounding yourself with, and are they lifting you up or are they holding you back, and pulling in new people to help get you to where you want to go. I think that's phenomenal. Thank you for sharing that. I could talk to you for hours and hours. I think there's so many things that are aligned and parallel, just synergies that we have. But I'm going to shift gears, and we're going to move to our lightning round, because we want to hear more about what makes you. And so I'd love to for you to share with all of us, what book has greatly influenced you?
So there's a book that I read, and I heard the author on stage actually when I was 23, and it's the one book that's always stuck with me, and it's called The Art of Possibility by Ben Zander. And I would really recommend it to anybody that struggles with that imposter syndrome and holding back, because say, The Art of Possibility is about actually stepping into your zone of genius, making things possible. So that would be definitely a recommended read.
I love that. I love that one. What is your favorite inspiring quote or saying?
Make it happen, which is the one behind me. I have that positive affirmation behind me. I love positive affirmations. But yeah, let's make it happen. Like, I'm a doer. Yeah. Okay. You know, I don't do, I obviously research things. I don't do things at speed, but make it happen is definitely one of the things that I'd advocate for.
Make it happen. Yeah, we're two peas in a pod. What is one word or moniker that you would use to describe yourself?
Resilience. I was 45 on Friday, and in my LinkedIn post, I said, what's the one word that I'd say, or the thing to work on? It's resilience, because I think life doesn't get any easier, right? And we have to build that resilience in every area of our life.
Well, definitely. Happy belated. You're enjoying the 45. And yes, resiliency, I could see it just from all of the stories in your journey you've shown, and even pivoting to become an entrepreneur, right? That is really difficult. And that was one for me, a transition coming from almost 20, 25 years in the corporate world and then launching my own business. That was harder than I ever thought it was going to be. So kudos to you on that. What is one change, a habit, a behavior, or an action that you implemented that made your life better?
It's interesting when you talked about the entrepreneurship thing, because I used to go to the gym every day when I had a job, right? And I was very religious to that. As soon as I became self-employed, I was like on survival mode for making, like, I've got to make money, like I've got to pay my rent. And actually the exercise really dropped off. And I then had to pay for personal trainers to take me out, like somebody taking a dog for a walk. It's like which cost a lot of money, but I couldn't physically get myself to do it. And when I had this leadership coaching, she managed to rewire my brain to make me go again. And what I realized is actually, when I go swimming, and I've got a Peloton now at home, so it's making things accessible and time slots. My habit now is really to exercise as much as possible. Like it's there's a reason why I can't do it as opposed to the reason to do it. Mm. And so 30 minutes on my Peloton or going swimming is now a staple because I feel so much better and I get best ideas. It recharges my brain. Even if I've got the kids here for the day, I'll be like, right, I'm going to go on my Peloton for half an hour, kids, entertain yourself. And they're fine with that. And I can then re-go with them again, especially if I've sort of lost the plot with them. So my habit is really now exercising because I've realized that's a better version of myself for everybody. So
I love the exercise. Yes. And that is so true. You get into this in this urgency thing around, I've got to make money, I've got to stand up the business, that you do sacrifice self-care. And I think that's important. This is one of my favorites. And so you speak a lot, you get in front of lots of audiences. What is the power song that you like playing as you walk out onto stage? What is that song that just gets you jazzed?
It's hard to narrow it down. I really struggled with this one. Maybe go slightly wider on an album. So my current album is Head Candy in Tropical House. And I don't know if it takes me back to my 20s, but I love dancing. And I think there's something around this. If you're going on stage and you're going out there, like having that music that lights you up and makes you feel like you're dancing is really important. And I love the jazz beats, the songs. So definitely Head Candy Tropical House is my album of the moment that I will put on before I start work or before
I love it. Well, Heather, it was such an amazing opportunity to have to chat with you, learn more about you. And I know that there's going to be people who are going to want to learn more about Supermums and what you do. What is the best way for them to learn about it, to get in contact with you? And I also know you have a new book coming out. So if you want to share some of that, would be amazing.
You can visit our website at supermums.org. It is a global organization, so we attract people from all over the US and EMEA that do the course, but it's mums with a M-U-M-S as opposed to moms. We have a page on that website that is called What is a Salesforce Career? So if you want to explore more about the career, that's a good place to start on there. I launched a book last November, which is Become a Super Salesforce Consultant, which really gives an overview about what you can, how you would do the job if you're keen to and interested to learn more. So there you can also find that on the website as well.
That's phenomenal. Well, again, thank you so much for your time. And I can't wait to stay connected and figure out how we can collaborate. There's so many synergies.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Beyond Barriers podcast. There are thousands of podcasts out there, and we are so grateful that you've chosen to listen to ours. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating and tell a friend, or share what you've learned on LinkedIn and tag us. We'd love hearing from our audience. Visit us at gobeyondbarriers.com, where you can subscribe and find show notes, links, and the best way to connect with our guests.